וישלח יעקב מלוכים לפונו ולאיסוף אוכיב ארצוס עיר שדה עדן. ויצא בו יסום לימור כיסומרו לאדוני לאיסוף וכתוב הושרתי ויהי לי שור וחמור צוין ועבד בשטחו. ויהי לי שור וחמור צוין ועבד בשטחו. Biskarov would say over a story that once he was in a vacation place, in a vacation city, and the Rabbina asked him how Yaakov Avinu survived with Lava. Ashpoy of the Sviva, Yaakov Avinu, how he survived? So he told him as a pasuk, Vayehi li shor v'chamor tzoin v'eved v'shifcho. Vayehi li, by me, Esav was like a shoyr. I was misyachist him, he's an animal. So mainly he was not mashpia on me. And the Biskarov said that even that if maybe in the pshat of the posuk it's a little bit vayt, but in the anoge of the world is the emes of anoge. I want to explain a little bit. You know, there's people in the world that they go to do kiruv. Some people go to do kiruv. So the shaila is, you know, you go to do kiruv. The world is full with dirty zachen. You can get spoiled. So it's two terutzim. One terutz is the aloch in ilchis meliche is the moshe you're salting the liver. You salt the liver. So the aloch is that, you know, the liver, the blood is going out. But the problem is a lot of pieces of blood, a lot of pieces of liver. So when you salt one piece, that blood is dripping into this liver. So the place can say is the aloch. Agav the torid le miflat lo ibola. When someone is busy giving out, nothing comes in. So don't mention that do kiruv. That agav the torid le miflat lo ibola, like Reb Mendel Weinbach, Rav Schiller, Rav Horowitz, choshevim that did kiruv. But this is good for the choshev people. Agav the torid le miflat lo ibola. But the little shlukis that go around, yeah, the 22 years old decide that you're going to kiruv, yeah. So let me tell you the couple of hours that they do kiruv over here. But you know, I see when the damage from Esau, they're not busy at Agav the Torah Lemiflat. So what saves them? So that most people that don't go. Because of that, most G'dolim, that can ask certain people to go. But how do Yechidim that go, what is the Eitzah? The answer is they use the Eitzah from the Briskerov. Vahili Shor V'chamor. I want to be Masbir. I had a maisa once. I had to be in a Shabbos in Azmanim in Lake Bicker, Connecticut. It's a kiruv organization there on the beach. We had a Shabbos mamish, Elike Shabbos, you know. In the middle of Shabbos day, so I was there the guest for that Shabbos, Talmud of around that organization. So Choshev, a doctor came, surgery of the heart, his name, maybe better not to say the name. Yeah, mamish, a top doctor from Manhattan. The Friday started, you know, I think he put one tefillin that week. So he came, Shabbos afternoon, he came. And they put it near me, you know, everyone came over, you know, so chashev for the convention that this doctor came. So I asked him, how you arrived? You know, he said, no, I left my car outside the city, like there's a closed city. I left it and I walked 2 hours by foot. And everyone was so proud of him. So I asked the guy near me if he could give me a bag. I said, I'm nauseous, I'm going to vomit. I'm sitting in someone that will draw his hands. I touched hands that were driving in Shabbos. She gave me a bag, I'm going to vomit. I need a bag near me just in case I vomit. He didn't hear it, but everyone else heard it. Because I thought he didn't hear it, I was speaking to someone. So everyone looked at me. I said, if they will tell me that a guy near me is a cannibal, he just finished to eat a little kid. You understand that I'm nauseous? He drove with his hands, he drove a car in Shabbos. He touched me with that hands. I said, if you feel like this, you could do kiruv. If you feel, I might have to be nice to the person. Be the ganze Warenkeit. But be nauseous. He was Michal Shabbos. Be nauseous, he does Averus. So this is what Biskarov said. Yaakov could stay but love him. Vahili Shor V'chamor. Don't look up to him. Oh, he's such a choshev doctor, such a choshev professor. Baruch Hashem, I'm doing kiruv with this guy from NASA. I feel ganze Mandeomar. These people become mushpa. Maybe that person becomes Balshuvah, but this person becomes Mushma. The answer is, if you want to do Kiruv, there's other remember. Agav the Torah Lemifat Loibola. it's one Eitze, but if you're not holding that Madrege, so either don't do it, or Vayir Yishol V'chamoich. Rav Skirov said, I know that it's a Pshetl. Rav Skirov normally never says Pshetlach. But he said, but it's so emes that I know Yisachayim, I have to tell you over it. So you couldn't say that as Pshat in the Pasuk. I was out of Mesupik and Pustaka and Maisa with the Rabbina, but Rav Skirov made up the story of the Rabbina. But he said, I told this to the Rabbina. That the way, and people have to know that. That has to be a person Mechal Shabbos. What's the difference? You eat a kid in Mechal Shabbos? The Ratzich is beside, Shabbos is beskila. I think it's Murcham or Grade. It's Murcham. He's honest. He was brought up in a family that they eat kids. It's also honest. Tinik Shanishbo, by their family, every meal they ate one little kid. He thinks it's the right thing. He doesn't understand the difference of an animal or people. He says it's wrong to kill both. So this is an animal, this is a person. This is the way he was brought up. Sometimes they eat animals. Okay, but when they find it, Tinik Shanishbo. So the verse is why it says V'taryag mitzvahs shomarti. Why it doesn't say V'taryag mitzvahs kiyamti? Because the Sefer says he was not mekayim taryag kibudavtaki, he was not mekayim, but he wanted to do kibudav. Some people say it was a kibudav because his father sent him to find a shidduch. But we see later in Chazal that at 22 years that he was not mekayem kibudav, he was nenash. But he wanted to do kibudav. So, v'oviv shomar sadovor, yoyishivu metzape. Tarim mitzvahs shomarti. I wanted to do tarim mitzvahs. Some of them I was taki onus. I saw once a shayla. One of the, Lomashanem, where they printed like in their Shabbos paper, Nishtazay. In Lavon Garti, Zog Trashi, Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti. Garti, Begimatria, Taryag. 630, Tov Reish Yud Gimel. Garti, Begimatria, Taryag. Frekt, Yenem. It's not Gimatria, Taryag. You could say something better. Chiluf Oysir is Taryag. Garti is Gimel Reish Tov Yud. And the Klolim in the Klolia, this, it's Chiluf Oysias goes before Gematrias. I'm not a maybe in both, but Kashamati. That is Chiluf Oysias, it's Mamish best. No, you just go the numbers. But if the letters fit, it's Mamish. So they ask the Kashan. The ones say Tosefa Barashi, that's fine. But especially the mistake is no word Taryag. Taryag is a code, 6 and 13. You can't say Chiluf Oysias Taryag. Taryag is not a word. Taryag is a number. So you don't say Chiluf Oysias Taryag. Rashi finishes Taryag im lovon ga arosho garti v'taryag mitzvahs shomarti v'loy lomadeti mimaiso varoim, and I didn't learn from his bad maisim. Frankly, Moshe Feinstein, if you kept Taryag, for sure you didn't learn from his maisim. If you learn from his maisim, you would not do Taryag. Zog the Moshe Shulchan Aruch HaChamish. I'm sorry, Rav Gifter said it. Of gift yourself. Ain't a chenami, but shechonor chachamishi. Taryag shomarti, but it's not enough. You could keep taryag, but if you need the rosh, and if it's not vahili shor v'chamoyu, so ain't a chenami, but the midas change. You become a bad bar midas. So that's what he said. Taryag shomarti, v'lo ilomadati mimaisa varoi. What is coming to say to Lavan? And he's coming to Esav. Esav, the Vesach bin Azad Tzadik. Don't worry, Lavan. Esav, I'm a Tzadik. Esav, I'm a Tzadik in Taryag Shamarti. Esav says, I'm hoping that not. What are you giving me a message? My brother Esav, you know, im Lavan Garti, Baruch Hashem, Taryag Shamarti. I'm okay. So there's two pshatim and a mefarshim. Both of them are givaldi. One pshat and mefarshim say, Esav, he came to tell Esav, Esav, you're nervous that I took the brachas. Why? Because now I will take from you. So he told Esav, listen, I kept Taryag, and you have what you have. I didn't take away from you. You're nervous that when I'll be a tzaddik, you will lose. When I'll be a rosh, you will be good. So you want to kill me because you're scared one day I'll be a tzaddik and I'll get all the money in the world. I'm a tzaddik. And Baruch Hashem Esav, you have 400 people you're managing. So don't be worried what you're worried about. I guess you'd say, no, I'm worried because now you're coming to Israel. Before you're a Russia. Now you're being a tzaddik, you take all of my money away. Don't worry. Aber Rav Moshe said, he told him, I'm sending to do peace with you, right? Here's the Malachim, I want to be friendly with you, but I want to tell you, Im lo hargalti v'lo ilamati mimaisa. If you think you will do peace with me, and eventually I will go to your schools, you know, I will learn a couple of hours limud lechol, I will, you know, Fridays, I will not, I will take care, I will be like you, yeah? No. 22 years I kept. So I want to do Sholem, but Gedenk. I was with love for 22 years, the entire mitzvah Shomalti. Don't think that you're saying yes to me, you'll get me. I'm not planning to change. So the Pasuk, Vayeshuva Malochim al Yaakov, Leimor Bono Lochich Aleiso, Vayiro Yaakov Meoid, Vayotzer Loi. Two words. Vayiro Yaakov Meoid, Vayotzer Loi. What is Vayiro Meoid, Vayotzer Loi? So one pshat, chassidish asforim say, givaldik pshat. What Rashi says? Let's start with Rashi. Vayiro vayetzer, vayiro shemo yaharoik, vayetzer loy im yaharoik hu esa achayrim. So vayiro Yaakov meoy that he will be killed, vayiro shemo yehorek, vayetzer loy that he will kill different people. So the shaila is, it's even more shver. Vayiro shemo yehorek, I understand, he's scared to be killed. Aber vayotzer loy shemo yaharoik esa achayrim? Why are you so nervous to kill someone else? I'm going to hold you back. I'm going to hold you back. Vayiro Yaakov Meoid Shemo Yehorek. I hear. Vayotzer Lo Shemo Yehorek Achir. So someone in the Sforim state that he was scared he will kill Esav. What will happen? Rivka said, Lomo Eshka Shteichem B'yoy Mechot. She had a Nevuah that the day that Yaakov dies, Esav dies. The day that Esav dies, Yaakov dies. We know in the end, in Meoz HaMachmelah, they took off the head, Chushim B'dam chopped off his head. So he said, if I kill Esav, it's like a catch 22, I will die also. So I'm scared to be killed, but I'm scared to kill, because if I kill, I'm killed. So I don't know what to do. I'm scared he will kill me, and if I kill him, I'm also killed. The verse says another pshat, Achirim is Rab Meir, right? The Gemara says, Achirim is Rab Meir. Rab Meir was the Enik of Esav, right? B'nei Benov Shalom Alam Noterim B'nei Bak. So B'nei Leval Achirim is B'nei Benov Shal Esav, V'yitzer Lo Yishem Yargis Achirim. If we kill Esav, we'll be no Rab Meir. Rebitzaleh would say, Vayiro Moid Vayotzer Loi. Zeh Rebitzaleh, I saw it's a das came from Bala Ateisvis. Vayiro Yaakov Moid Vayotzer Loi. What is Vayotzer Loi? Vayiro Yaakov Moid Vayotzer Loi, that is Vayiro. It bothered him that he's holding in a Madrega, that Vayiro Yaakov Moid, that he's not in a higher Madrega. But Chasam Seifa says a givaldik ezach. He says that Maisi he kept kol hakol terek kulo, but two mitzvahs he didn't keep. Kibud av, and he took two achis. It's a lot of tirutzim. So Vayiro says, ish ovi v'imri tiro. We learn the pasuk of kibud av. And two sisters is ish al achoy so lisikach litzroi. So Vayiro Yaakov moiv vayetzer loi, he was scared from the aveiro from Vayiro Yaakov, and he was scared from the aveiro from vayetzer loi. From these two aveiros he was scared. So then he was mechalek l'shtei machnois, ve'omar oyo ha-machna ha-nishor l'fleito. So the world again has the kasha, how he knows that Esav will not chase and catch the other one. So the Chafetz Chaim says, we have a mesoiro, Esav doesn't kill all of Klal Yisrael b'derecho. Yeah, but it's again, so he doesn't have to divide it. So the world says the same thing as we said before. He knows if Esav will hit him in the first machna, Esav has to die in the same day. So he will never catch the second machna. He made him in two different days. So Mele, if Esav will kill me the first day, then Mele Esav will never get to the second day. So Yaakov davens, and Yaakov says, Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav, ki yore anoichi pen yobi veikani ei malboni. Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav, zogt Rashi, miyad ochi she'ei noig ime keach elo ke Esav. The Mephoshim said, Atzileinu miyad ochi miyad Esav, I'm scared if he will be a friend of mine, I'm scared from him, and I'm scared if he will be a soine of mine. If he's coming like a brother, I'm scared I could learn from him. And save me from Esav if he comes like an Esav. So the Besalevi ala Teretz, G'day to see in the side, Zog the Besalevi. So what is worse? Esav or ochi? What is more dangerous? Ochi. He says, in Gans Golis, take the Timon Shekindalach. For 2,000 years they kept Teir and Taimon. They came to Eretz Yisrael, the modern Matziv, they went off the Derech. The Goyim with the knives, the Islam with the knives, never managed to change them. They were Meisr Nefesh. But sometimes, but nice. You have a boy who could sit and learn day and night. He comes to a bad dira. Nice boys. He starts to go off the derech. And his yeshiva, he was maisa nefesh. His parents didn't pay his ticket. So sometimes I see him pechush. I'm not the one that is sitting here, but... Chavri chavri yisle. He's attacking out here already, these guys, yeah? I know they didn't have money to come to Eretz Yisrael. They worked for 2 years summer to get money for a ticket to come to yeshiva. They have two shirts. Mamish Mesiras Nefesh to come to learn. Fighting with the parents to come to learn. They come to Adira, and Pete on Friday, you see, they don't come to yeshiva. They go and went to the friends. Tapuach. Yeah? For Shabbos. It's fast for Shabbos. They mask the Mesir Nefesh to come. But Ochi Zog the Beis Alevi is worse. A person could be strong, Moisar Nefesh, to learn, but he will fall in the Ochi. To be friendly with a bad person is worse. From Alexeiras, says Loich Kol Agolus, he says, the Goyim didn't manage to change us. The Maskilim came. You know, Klal Yisrael, a couple hundred years ago, everyone was from. The Goyim tried the Yevonim, no one managed. Came upon Maskilim, friends, and took over the whole matzav. So the Melech Zog the Beis Halevi, Yaakov says, Atzilenu Miyad Ochi, the terrible thing, Esau would be nice. And even Esau is not nice, also say. But he was more nervous that Esau will come like a friend. And then he was nervous if Esau will not come like a friend. And it's Alamol HaShayla, people have a Shayla, what neighborhood to live? Not from people but they're nice, or not from people that they're not nice, that they're not nice. The place that they're nice, it's more dangerous to be. A dira. It's more dangerous to be with a bad dira, even in the nicer bachrim, from to be the dira that it's harder to learn. There's a famous maaseh from the Beis Halevi, that the Beis Halevi learned it out from our parsha. Raman Betzim, it's a big yesoid. It's a famous maaseh. The Beis Halevi once was going in the middle of the night, and he came to an inn. Was the snow and he couldn't get into the inn, and he was trying to kitzer. He told the balagola, you know, knock at the door, it's dangerous, you know, the horses are not going, it's snowing, you know, we have to kitzer. They knocked on the door, the guy didn't want to open the door. He said, it's the middle of the night. Salevi told his gavin, knock very strong, it's pikuach nefesh, it's freezing cold here. It's freezing cold. So he knocked, the guy closed the door. Salevi told him, you have to. Said the guy said, okay, you could come, but you know, in the corner. He put him in the corner there near the oven. The Salevi, you know, lit a candle. He wanted to learn. He told him, want to burn my house now? Middle of the night, everyone is sleeping. Close it. Kitzur was sitting there in the corner, freezing. The Salevi with his gabe, balagole. Then after 2 hours, they hear like big noise. Mamish, koil susim, like mamish, a big wagon stops. One of the Choshev rabbis, I forgot the name, comes, the guy opens the door, you know, lets the Rebbe with the Ganze Pamalia in, and all the chandeliers, they put oil, they put candles, the whole house. So the Ganze Matzah, everyone is starting to cook. And they're doing a whole Suda, a whole... And that Rebbe had to go out to the Beis HaKisa. So he walked near the oven, and he sees the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, the Sluchka Rav. The Beis HaLevi. Kids, he calls over the Beis Halevi. The Sluchka Rav is there, you know, he goes, you know, the Rabbim should call Yisrael is here. Kids, you know, he picks him up, he sits near him. Kids, I got to Suda, the guest, I forgot the name of the Rebbe, but I got to Lador, the Beis Halevi. In the morning, the Balabais came over to the Beis Halevi, to Bet Mechila. I didn't know that you're a Beis Halevi. I'm sorry, Bet Mechila. Beis Halevi told him, I'm not Mechila. Rebbe, Bet Mechila, I didn't know. He said, I'm not Mechil at all. And on every part that you're in Vazek of the Teira, you'll be Nitva and Gans. I told him, Rebbe. Told him before she posted in our parsha. So it says in our parsha, Perik Lamedalet, Posuk Zayin. ובני יעקב בואו מן הסודה כשוימום ויסעצבו האנושים ואיחר להם אוי כי נבוא לו עושה בישראל לישקבס בעשייה הקויב וכן לא יהיה עושה. ובני יעקב בואו מן הסודה כשומם ויסעצו אנושי ואיחר להם מועיד כי נבוא לעוסו בישראל לישקו וסבס יעקב וכן לא יעשו. They got very upset. Their sister was kidnapped and he was mezana with her. כי נבוא לעוסו בישראל ליקח וסבס יעקב וכן לא יעשו. And it's not nice. It's improper to do such a thing. Rabbi Salevi, Nevola also be Israel. This is the reason they made a mechor. V'chein lo yase. Zayin the Besalevi, Chamoyer didn't know who is Yankev Avinu. Nishkivos who is Dino. He saw a meidale. He kechap the meidale. Nevola also be Israel. Avet Nishkivos is Israel. Bichla. He knows what is Israel. Vateitz a Dino. A little kid. He took her. Zayin. Nevola also be Israel. So the pasuk answers. V'chein lo yase. They told him, you're right. If the tviya, if you did something that normally you're allowed to do, just you didn't know that it's a bas Yisrael. Say that. You're onus. Aber v'chein lo yose. Even if she's not bas Yankiv, you're not allowed to do it. B'meile, now the tviya on you is not only on this. The tviya is on you, and nevola also be Yisrael, likach as bas Yankiv. You don't have a right to do it at all. So while you don't have a right to do it at all, so you're not only nitva and stamot, you did such a avle. But maybe we have a tvi on you, v'chein lo yose be Yisrael, you don't have a right be Yisrael to do such a peula. Salevi told him, even if I'm not a Beis Salevi, I'm not a Rabbi Yosef Doiv, even if I'm a Pashta Yid, and he knocks on the door in the middle of the night, and you don't let him in, so now you're not nitva only that you behave like an animal and not like a Yid, and every piece of Kovod HaTeira that you made Chilul Hashem, and all of that you'll be nitva in the Shomayim. And you can't come with an excuse, I didn't know I'm a vazet al mitchochen. Because v'chein lo yose. He told him, your only mechila will be if you come to my house and you'll be with me for a month and you'll see what is achnos asochim. And they say later, this person is one of the biggest machnisei ochim. Person has to know, sometimes v'chein lo yose. V'chein lo yose. V'chein lo yose. Person doesn't come to a chavrusa, a moshe. Doesn't come. Chavrusa doesn't come. He's sick. What's upset? But my sister, because he didn't come, since chavrusa was waiting for him, so the whole morning was a batola for his chavrusa. Chulei v'chulei v'dai le'mevin. Yeah. So he'll say, oh, I was not feeling good. I was not feeling good. Because Baruch Hu will tell him, you'll be nitva on everything what you caused. V'chein lo yose. Call up, be a mensch. Say, I can't come today. I'm sick. I'm missing. V'chein lo yose. When a person doesn't behave like he has to behave, so the Besalevi, he doesn't have an excuse. They went to kill Chamoiv. The Nevola also be Yisrael. Zot Chamoiv, Beis Mos is Yisrael. Nevola also be Yisrael. I know who is Yisrael. I know what is Yisrael. Michlal. Chomish can shaykh is to Yisrael. Aber v'chein lo yose. When a person is nitva, when a person behaves like he doesn't have to behave, the melee is nitva of the whole zach. And everything he gets oynish. And everything he gets oynish. That only on chelek. It says later in the pasuk, ויהי ביום השלישי, ביישום כויבים, ויקחו שני בני יעקב, שמעון ולוי, אחי דינו, ישחר בוי ויבואו לעיר בטח, ויהרגו כל זוכו. וסחמור ושכם בנו יהורגו לפי חורף. So the Mephoshim explain that to kill the city, they kill the city בבטח. אבל חמור ובני יעקב, it's משווה that they didn't kill בבטח. So they came על הסידי בבטח. So one pshat, they say that all of the city was shlishi lemile. But Chamoy v'shchem, they did the mile before. They did the day before. So by then already it was not yom shlishi, so there was taki ha-milchama. But I saw it's brought down one of the achroinim. The Alshech. Al-Sheikh says a davar noira. He says they knew that when they killed the city, all of them will die. And Chamoyer v'Shem, they were not sure if they will manage to win them. Zog the Al-Sheikh, Chamoyer v'Shem had a Yitzhahore. They did the Aveira, they were nichshol because they had a Yitzhahore. Avada, it's wrong. But they had an excuse. The city was Ninoach Nitvoim Aladinim, they didn't have a Yitzhahore. They were Stam Nitva Aladinim. When a person does an Avle and he doesn't have an excuse, of them is betach that you will kill them. Chamoyer v'Shem had an excuse. So the Al-Sheikh, a lot of time a person does a chet, and there's no reason for the chet. Stop. It's mezalza. Of them is betach. It's no tzad that a person has a tkuma. It's no tzad that this person will have a tkuma. Now, the shayla is l'maisa, how they kill the whole city. This is l'maisa, the main question. The Maisa, what was the heta to kill the whole city? Benoyach is Yori Val Yaver. Le Sirtzach. So one shot is like we say, they're Nitva al Adinim. The Meshechochma says, a big chidush. Meshechochma says like this. Now the Maisa, they were never mechaven to Mila. They wanted just to get the kids. And they say, Mikhul Bonenu. If they were not mechaven to Mila, so they were choyvel be'atzmo. Goy shechoval be'atzmo is chayv misa. The man that killed him was Chiv Misa. So the Meshechach has another test. We asked last 2 weeks ago why Avraham Avinu didn't do the Mila before Hashem told him. The answer is because Osu Lachvel Be'atzmai. So even if he wants to make him go to the Kula, but if he's Chovel Be'atzmai, he's over on the Easter of Lachvel Be'atzmai. So Mila Val is Osu Lachvel Be'atzmai, but Mila, he didn't do the Bris Mila.